We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank.
All right, what's up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome into Chiefs News Daily. I'm Haley Lewis, and I got you covered in the next 10 minutes. This, of course, is your news source for daily Chiefs news, updates, rumors, all the content that you need to follow the team that you love. And like I said, it's all wrapped up in 10 minutes, drops Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's get into it. The saga didn't last that long. The Darius Sneed being tagged by the Chiefs less than a month ago, now being traded to the Tennessee Titans. On February 28th, the Chiefs permitted Sneed to seek a trade partner. Then on March 4th, the Chiefs placed the franchise tag on Sneed, really to avoid losing him to free agency empty-handed. Now we know Kansas City is going to part ways with one of their key players in the secondary in return for a 2025 third-round pick and a swap of the 2024 seventh-round picks. Now, Sneed received $19 million APY over 4 years, with $55 million guaranteed on his new deal with Tennessee. This, of course, according to Bleacher Report's Jordan Schultz. Once the trade is executed, Sneed's departure to Tennessee would free up about $19.8 million against the Chiefs' salary cap. So what does this mean for the Chiefs? Well, a pick in the third round of the 2025 NFL Draft is pretty straightforward, but what does the swap of the 2024 seventh-round picks really mean? Well, Tennessee will give up the earliest of its 3 seventh-round picks to get Kansas City's only seventh-round selection. Kansas City will now have the first pick of the seventh round. That's almost a full round, 31 spots to be exact, earlier. And since the Chiefs already spent money on Hollywood Brown and they might sign someone else at some point, there is no guarantee that the Chiefs would even be rewarded with a compensatory pick for Sneed. Some fans were frustrated with the move, thinking a comp pick was a sure thing, and that it was comparable to the value of the traded picks, which it would not have been. The Chiefs thought a future third-round pick and a swap of sevens was better value over the next 3 years than giving Sneed $55 million guaranteed. That's what it boils down to, but what do you think? All right, let's go over to the social medias. Let's take a look on the socials now for how the Chiefs players reacted to their teammate L'Jarius Sneed being traded to the Titans. Fellow secondary member Justin Reed tweeted out, "Love you, my dog. You deserve it all and more. Lead them, boys, and continue to be great." Defensive lineman Charles Minihue retweeted Sneed's contract details saying, "Sheesh." I'm pretty sure that's how the Gen Z people say it. Jalen Watson also tweeted out, "Days before the trade, news even came out. The worst part about the NFL is watching the people you built a special bond with have to leave. Bittersweet for sure, but damn." Then on Friday, after Sneed's news broke, he shared two emojis, a broken heart emoji and two hands making a heart. Even Stone Cold Jones got in on the heartfelt goodbyes, tagging his now former teammate on Twitter, saying, "Blessings, brother." Sneed has yet to share anything about the trade on his Twitter, but his last tweet on March 20th, 2 days before the news broke, reads, "Can't stop what God has already blessed." So really the biggest question now is who is going to fill the void? It's going to be a lot of production to pick up. According to ESPN's Adam Teicher, in 57 regular season games, Sneed had 10 interceptions, 40 passes defended. He's also had one interception and 7 passes defended in 13 postseason games. Teicher goes on to say Sneed was often asked to cover the opponent's top wide receiver on at least 65% of the snaps, a league high 7 times during the regular season, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. And he delivered as well as the Chiefs could have hoped. Over the course of 3 years, Snead only missed 3 games. He led the corners in snaps with 1,187 this past season, giving up 0 touchdowns in 2023. Of course, we can't forget his heroic efforts in the AFC Championship game this past season, punching the ball out of Zay Flowers' hands, resulting in a touchback for KC. Now, Snead will be a loss no one can deny, but there is high hope from another player who could potentially step into his place. It looks like Trent McDuffie, an All-Pro selection last season and first-round draft pick in the 2022 season, is ready to accept the responsibility. McDuffie finished the season with 977 defensive snaps. Other in-house options who remain at the cornerback position are Joshua Williams, a 4th-round pick in 2022, Jalen Watson, a 7th-round pick in 2022, and Nazee Johnson, also a 7th-rounder from the 2022 class. Now, the Chiefs also have Shamari Connor, a 4th-round pick last season. Connor played some in the slot cornerback as a rookie. Then there's also Nick Jones, a 7th-round pick in 2023, who continues to grow in his game and develop. Also, don't forget about Echo Boydo, who signed with the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted free agent last season, and practice squad player Kelvin Joseph. Now, another 2 ways the Chiefs can fill the void left by Snead: the NFL draft and free agency. So let's check in with ESPN's NFL draft analyst and insider Matt Miller, who joins us now with a few names you need to know.
At the end of the first round, the Chiefs actually have a lot of pretty good options at the cornerback position, just the way the board is falling this year. Let's start close to home with Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri. He has fallen a bit in the pre-draft process because of the core injury that he had throughout the year and the surgery he had, and then not running well at his pro day or the combine. So he's certainly in play at 32. Maybe my favorite fit for the Chiefs would be Cooper DeJean from Iowa, someone who has that Legarius Sneed, like early in his career, versatility to play inside or outside. He's also a really good punt returner, and he's really good with the football in his hands when he's able to grab interceptions. He's brought 1 back for a touchdown in his career, so that's definitely in play. Nate Wiggins from Clemson has 4.3 speed that the team likes. He's a little bit lean, but has that long ability to play up near the line of scrimmage. But again, it's a really good corner class. Those are 3 of the names that I like if they're there at pick 32. But who knows? We might see this team get aggressive and go all the way up the board for my top corner in the class, Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
All right, thanks, Matt. The Chiefs now having more money to play around in free agency now that they've freed up almost $20 million in cap space. So let's bring in another Matt we know, Matt Lane from KCSN. He's going to discuss who the Chiefs might be after now.
So looking at some free agent cornerbacks that could still be available for the Chiefs, there's a couple veteran, you know, NFL experienced guys out there that could come in, step into a relatively young cornerback room that could come in and really help the Chiefs out. Kind of looking at guys like Tre'Davious White from the Bills, who's been injured the past couple years, but has all this talent. Stephon Gilmore, still coming off of a really good season this past year with the Cowboys. Even Xavien Howard, another very Steve Spagnuolo type cornerback with a lot of athleticism, good length, a lot of ball skills. These are all veterans that could kind of come in, play for a year, teach some young guys, show them the ropes, get them going, get everybody on their feet. Or if the Chiefs wanted to opt to go a little bit younger, there's guys like Rocky Sin, Fabian Moreau, or Kendall Vildor out there that could come in and add to this youthful room and maybe get a couple guys that come in and start for more than just the 2024 season.
Well, it might be the offseason, but really there is no break when it comes to leading an NFL team. The annual NFL League meeting going on right now in Orlando, Florida, from March 24th until the 27th. All 32 team head coaches, owners, along with hundreds of NFL staff and executives are gathering to meet regarding player rule proposals and a lot more. Now today, Monday, March 25th, owners voted on a proposal to ban the hip drop tackle. The proposal was approved, so the hip drop tackle is out for the 2024 season after owners voted to make it a 15-yard penalty after a rash of recent injuries on the play. According to Tom Pelissero, despite the NFL Players Association's objections, the NFL made it clear they wanted what it calls the swivel hip drop tackle out of the game, and now it is. So expect more fines than flags as the league and coaches work to remove the technique. So do you agree? Do you disagree? How do you feel about it all? It's really controversial, but we want you to drop how you feel in the comments. And of course, make sure you're in that LLC so we can chat back and forth. Well, enough of me giving you all the facts today. Let's go ahead and see what you know. Let's test your Chiefs knowledge. We got a little bit of Chiefs trivia starting off with our very first question. Let's throw it up there. Chiefs trivia: who holds the Chiefs record for most consecutive games with an interception? Is it Jerron Cherry, Emmett Thomas, Eric Harris, Albert Lewis? Get your questions, get your answers, get them in quick, because they're going to start to fade away here as we see. It is not Mr. Cherry. A, going away. Who else do you think it could be? D, no, it is not. Albert Lewis, it's in between Emmett Thomas and Eric Harris. And if you got B, you guessed it right. It's Mr. Eric Harris, most consecutive games with an interception. All right, now we're going to list off some top four tacklers in Chiefs postseason history. You guys should be really familiar with these names. Of course, Anthony Hitchens, who can't forget about Hitch? Good old 53. Also, Legarius Sneed. Now, why did we do this, guys? We're just torturing ourselves. Going bye-bye in the car to Tennessee. Daniel Sorensen, remember him from a couple seasons back? And then, of course, Nick Bolton. Love him. Have him here at KC. And as always, if you got those questions right, you really know your Chiefs. All right, guys, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Again, if you haven't joined our LLC, make sure you sign up. It's free. Joining the Loyal Listeners Club keeps you in the loop, and it's my way to chat and interact with our crew over here at KCSN. Plus, you can win some pretty cool prizes. Right now, we got a Trent McDuffie signed jersey, plus some more things. I jump on it daily and try to respond to as many as you as I can. Always fun to chat, so please keep the questions coming, and we will see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.